Thank you, Jason. Just want to take a few moments this morning and show you some of the research that I've been doing on seed treatments instead of in-furrow fungicides. You know, for years and years, we've relied on in-furrow fungicides to do most of the seedling disease control work. But in the last few years, seed treatments have come into vogue. And so some of the work that I've done with Vortex and Trilex, we'll take a look at that. And would just like to say, too, that April and May is good planting time in Tennessee. And it's also a good time to get cool, wet weather, which is very conducive to seedling diseases of all sorts. Pythium, Rhizoctonia, they all love this kind of weather. So we fight this thing all the time. And in some years, especially 2001 through 2004, were really tough years for seedling disease in Tennessee. The last 4 years have been pretty mild. We've had some decent weather, planting season, and we've had very little loss. But on the average, about 8.1% loss of those 12 years. And so it's still a problem. We've gotten away from the in-furrow fungicides almost completely, and there's still a few farmers using that, and I don't have anything against that, but most farmers have now gone to seed treatments entirely. Our biggest problem is Rhizoctonia. It constitutes about 80% of our problems, and it's in almost every field that we have. It causes lesions anywhere on the root system, the tap root, the laterals, even at the top of the ground. You can see some roots trying to regenerate themselves there in that heavily infected stem, and the tap root is pretty much gone. So that plant is headed for destruction. One of the worst problems with Rhizoc is the damping off from Rhizoc right at the soil line. There's not much of anything that's going to help on that. In these tests, I have five tests to show here in 2 years. We wanted to evaluate some of the new cotton seed treatment fungicides, basically Vorlex and Trilex. All the treatments were planted in four-row plots, 30 feet long, 36 inches wide. We did inoculate with Rhizoctonia and Pythium on the seed. We do this with millet seed. Planted April the 19th in 07, April 23rd in 08. We do use a cone planter. Herbicides, insecticides, harvest aids, pretty much UT recommendations. We have a plot, a John Deere plot picker to take the yields. Stand counts were made four weeks after planting. We counted every living plant in 60 row feet. Multiplied by a factor of six, this gives us a little better chart to show the data. Again, the main fungus was Rhizoctonia in the soil, and all the seed treatments were applied by Bayer Crop Science. I'm going to use a lot of abbreviations in these for these chemicals. I think most people will understand what they are: Allegiance, Apron, Argent, Betan Thiram. A lot of times I'll refer to that as BTA, Betan Thiram Allegiance, a fairly basic seed treatment. Dynasty is a combination of three fungicides, as you see there: Kodiak, Maxim, Systane, Trilex Flowable, don't get this one mixed up, and Trilex Advanced. Trilex Advanced is the three fungicides there. The main difference between a Dynasty is azoxystrobin, and Trilex Advanced, or just Trilex, is trifloxystrobin, and then Trilex Advanced is Trilex strobin plus betalaxyl and tridemanol. Then we have Vorlex at three different rates, the 1X, 2X, and 4X rate. And so we'll be using those abbreviations in the data here. So that's what we'll look at. Take a look at the first test in 07. This shows quite a bit of significance over the untreated. Betan, they're your abbreviations again, Betan, Allegiance, and Argents. Did real well and brought the Lent is on the red bars, that's Lent pounds per acre, and the stand count is brought up to 360 row feet with the green bar. So you can see a lot of good significance over the untreated there. We were looking at the Vorlex 1X rate, 2X rate, and 4X rate, and we didn't see a lot of difference there, increasing that fungicide. The Lint was numerically the highest there with the highest rate. You'd kind of expect that, not too much difference in so with the 1X, 2X, and 4X. But what I did notice was that when we substituted and dropped out the B, the Baytan, and substituted Trilex Flowable, just the Azox trifloxystrobin, even though we had a 4X rate of Vortex, that we dropped down with our yield and our stand count. So we really felt like that the Baytan is definitely a needed component of all of that. And the point is that the trifloxy did not substitute for the Baytan there in that particular test. Another test in the same field at the Lower Brownsville Road site, we're showing the untreated, and then all the treatments here have BTA. And even though in addition to what all you see at the bottom. So Baytan Thiorem Allegiance increased yield and stand count significantly. But then adding the trifloxystrobin, which is Trilex Flowable, even the Vortex, we didn't see a lot of increase there at all. I mean, it's kind of up and down, and the yield is not all that significant. And the Dynasty with the TBA jumped up a little bit there and numerically, but still not a lot of difference there. The BTA is still the main one that's doing the work. The third test in 07 shows again quite a bit of significance over the untreated. The BTA again. Doing a very good job, not any difference, in fact, a little numerically less in the Trilex Advanced and so on across. When we loaded it up with Baytan, Trilex Flowable, Allegiance, Trilex Advanced, and Vortex, there was essentially no difference. The Dynasty did fairly well. The stand count came up significantly with the Dynasty and BTA. So that was kind of interesting right there. In 2008, the planting season was, the soil was warm. We had some moisture, but there was no significant difference in anything. The yield and the stand count were pretty much flat, although there was some a little bit of indication numerically that the Vorlex at 2X rate would increase the yield, but the stand count was pretty much flat. Vorlex at the 2X rate, plus the Trilex Flowable didn't do a lot for us. The Dynasty was pretty low right there. Even the yield was even lower than the check. The second test in 2008. We see some significance there in the compared to the untreated. BTA brought the yield right on up across the board. You can see that the significance is really not any different than the BTA. BTA plus Trilex Advanced showed really no difference than just BTA. Here we loaded it up with BTA, Trilex Flowable, and some more Baytan, and some more Allegiance. And until we got to Dynasty with BTA did jump up. These last three looked like they numerically they did show us a little something. The BTA, Trilex Advance, and Vortex were good. The same thing and with Kodiak. Kodiak actually looked like there was some numerical difference there. So it's kind of complicated doing seedling disease work with seed treatments, but I think you can easily see that there's a lot of advantage to just betaine-thiram allegiance. I'll go back over that in summary. We had five tests. Vorlax was best at the highest rate, which is the 4x rate. Betaine was a key component. Vortex had less yield and stand than Trilex Flowable when Trilex Flowable was substituted for betaine. Betaine was essential, I think. Dynasty plus BTA had the highest numerical yield. Trilex Flowable plus Vortex at that high rate had only slightly better yield than just BTA. All yields and stand in the 05 test were significantly higher than the untreated. BTA alone had numerically the highest yield, but Dynasty with BTA had the highest stand count significantly. Trilex Advanced plus Vortex gave a slight numerical improvement over the same treatment without Vortex. Then in 08, those two tests were fairly low pressure. Trilex Advanced plus BAV, which is Vortex, gave little increase over BAV alone. Vortex at the 2x rate gave the highest yield numerically. No increase in yield or stand with the Trilex Flowable plus Vortex at the 2x rate over the other fungicides. Dynasty alone had the lowest yield and stand in that test. Then in the last test, summarizing it, with low disease pressure, Dynasty plus BTA, Trilex Advanced plus Vorlex plus BTA, and Trilex Advanced plus Kodiak plus BTA, and BTA plus Trilex Flowable had significantly higher yields over the untreated. Trilex Advanced plus BTA had little effect on yield and stand over just BTA alone. Well, that's a lot of verbiage there about all those chemicals, but you could boil it down to this and say about those tests, these comments, you could say that, and look at them over, Vortex performed well at the highest rate, okay, and that was that 4X rate. Trilex Advanced plus Vorlex plus BTA and Trilex Advanced plus Kodiak plus BTA and Dynasty plus BTA performed very well with those added chemicals that I've added, that I've underlined. But I'll say again, like I started out, betaine-thiram allegiance is a starting point, a chemical starting point with the seed treatments. Yeah, you can tweak and put some extra fungicides in there and hopefully get a little bit extra, but it looks like this is very, very basic seed treatment that need to be in there all the time. And then under certain conditions, some of these others would increase yield and stand to some extent. That's all I had. Do you have any questions that I might could answer about all these? Terry?
Did you notice the weather where there's, under really cool wet conditions, does that when the added chemistry gives you in furrows, we used to say if it looked like you were going to have some bad weather, then it was maybe worth the extra cost.
Yeah.
Would the same philosophy be true with this, or is it very unpredictable?
Well, yes and no. I think the weather has a great deal to do with it, of course, and the temperature is really the main thing, the temperature of the soil at the time of planting and shortly thereafter. And I probably had more Thavelopsis in the test than I would indicate or that I noticed because of the betaine working really hard there and giving us a good increase in stand and yield too. So weather is the big factor, moisture, but in this group we've already determined for a long period of time now that the low temperature is the number one culprit to bring some of these fungicides, some of these fungi into play.
Would you actually go to the point of recommending to your producers to add on these, put these add-ons, the seed, add on the extra chemistry on the seed if we're getting into a cool spring?
I would recommend that because although the betaine-thiram allegiance looked really good and I wouldn't do without it, if you're in a region of the country and we are in the Mid-South, And we never know, as the picture showed, when we're going to have some cool wet weather at planting time. I sure would recommend it. Yes, sir.
How can a grower be sure, though, that the right rates are being put on these things when they vary all over the place? You look at it from all over the country, and it varies.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is a minimum rate, and how can a grower determine whether that's being done?
It's pretty much left up to the seed companies that sell the seed to determine what they're going to use and what rate they're going to use. But you know, mostly you got to depend on the seed company to do the right thing. But the grower has very little choice at the time of purchase, and mostly the seed companies already have the seed treated up. Now, a grower could add on and put on a overcoat or something like that.
All right.
Thank you very much.